Hey y'all, come on in and take a seat as we dive into You Are Marked. Have you ever questioned God after finding yourself in a trying situation despite your obedience to his instructions? Have you ever asked him, why me? Of course you have. Have you ever felt as if you were held to a higher standard than others? Have you ever considered the potential reasoning for that standard? Have you ever considered that you are marked by God? Let's talk. I will be referencing Luke chapter 1, verses 26 through 28, so feel free to take a moment to read that passage of scriptures. The angel of the Lord named Gabriel came to Mary and greeted her. At first, she was afraid because she did not understand Gabriel's salutation. After explaining his salutation, he informed her that she would become impregnated and birth Jesus. After hearing this, Mary was confused and asked him, how would this happened, considering she had no husband and was a virgin. He informed her that she would conceive when the Holy Spirit came upon her and overshadowed her. Mary's response was, I am the Lord's servant. May everything you have said about me come true. My God. Let's talk about Mary. God favored Mary due to her relationship with him, her humility, her obedience, and her willingness to please him. She was marked by God, so to say. He could have chosen any other vessel with a better marital status to birth Jesus, but her marital status did not matter to God. Her purity did. In regard to the scriptures, Mary did not question Gabriel of why God had chosen her. She actually knew why, which is referenced in Luke chapter 1, verse 48. She accepted God's prophecy and was pleased to be his vessel. There is no mention of Mary being concerned about her relationship with Joseph or what he would think or do when he learned of the prophecy. There is no mention of Mary being concerned about her safety, as she could have been stoned to death as a result of the fulfillment of this prophecy. There is no mention of Mary being concerned about what people would say or think about her. There is no mention of Mary asking Gabriel when the fulfillment of the prophecy would happen. Actually, in the following passage of scriptures, Luke chapter 1, verses 46 through 55, Mary praised God. She heard the prophecy, believed it, received it, and praised God for it. And despite the circumstances or obstacles she may have had to face, she was willing to be a sacrifice for the King. She desired for the Holy Spirit, which is God's presence, to inhabit her vessel and move as he pleased. She knew how God had performed in her past, so she trusted him with her present and future. Are you like Mary? Humble, obedient, possessing a clean heart, clean hands, and a pure vessel? Can God utilize you at any given time? Can God give you an assignment without giving you all of the details and trust you to press through the unknown? Can you praise him when things do not make sense to your carnal mind? Let's talk about you. I desire for you to know that despite your background, societal status, or marital status, you are marked by God and he desires to use you within his kingdom. No matter how your significant other may respond or feel regarding God's prophecies to you, you are marked and should be willing and obedient. No matter what people may say or think about you, you are marked and should be willing and obedient. No matter the possible consequences of that thing you have been assigned to carry out for God's kingdom, you are marked and should be willing and obedient. No matter how long it may take for God's prophecies to be fulfilled, trust him. You are still marked and you should be obedient. The path to the prophecies may become difficult and confusing to your carnal mind, but you must be willing to allow the Holy Spirit to guide you through those moments. Remember, God's words are powerful and will be fulfilled. Listen, my background was messy, but God assigned me to write about it in a book. It is on my heart to include this here because someone is thinking that they are too messy or too deep in sin to be marked and used by God. That is a lie. I need you to know that God loves you and he desires to set you free. He desires to clean you up. He desires for you to be delivered from those addictions. He desires for you to live a life for him. He desires you still. He loves you still. He did the same thing for me. If you would like to read my book, The Fun Girl, you may purchase it on Amazon.com. If you would like to read this blog post, head on over to RealTalkWithKeevy.com and read all about it. Bye.